people that cross the street at not at intersections and not at pedestrian signs. They just cross the street willy-nilly. I believe they call that jaywalking. That one really gets me. It gets my goat. It really grinds my gears. What's going on? How are ya? Little stole that line there from Bill Burr. How's it going, everyone? You're listening to the Grown Men Coloring Unemployment Hour. Two buds, the Grown Men Coloring podcast stream. This is a little introduction. I want to start a movie podcast with my friend Colin, and I did this thing to him the other day. We went and saw Wonder Woman, and I thought it was a good movie. I didn't think it was a great movie. I thought that it was overrated. But it was good. It was the solid three out of five. It was a base hit. It was a single. I think I might start rating movies by baseball terminology. So it was a single. Maybe a two-out single. So, you know, the next hitter might have popped out to center field. And, you know, that single just... A guy got a single, a base hit on his stats, and that was it. No runs were scored off of the... Off of the success of this movie, but I would say that it was a single. It was a good movie, 3 out of 5. If I'm rating it on Netflix, it's 3 out of 5. Overrated. I didn't think it was the transcendent, great, unbelievable movie that everyone else thought it was. It's probably the best DC movie since The Dark Knight Rises, and it was good. It was good, but not great. Solid 3 out of 5. I'm vamping right now. I had something I was thinking of saying that I didn't say. I do like what it does for women characters. I think it's nice to see like a solid female. I didn't think it was pandering in the way that it was good for women, and. And it was a good movie, and I think it's positive. It was a positive step in the right direction over how our patriarchal society treats women, if I can put my social justice warrior hat on for 2 seconds and talk about how it is a white male's world, unfortunately. It's sad how that works, but I think that it is a step in the right direction, so it's good for Arabian women Israeli women. I don't know. Gal Gadot is a different race than just white, I believe. I don't know. Anyways, I kind of secretly recorded my friend Colin and I's conversation after Wonder Woman. And, you know, just as a kind of way to get our foot in the door for doing a podcast one day. We haven't done it yet. I think a lot of it, we think we need a gimmick. So we're trying to figure out what that gimmick is. I was thinking at one point maybe we would do what if. You know, it was kind of like what if this happens. If this would have been done in a movie, what if Tom Cruise played Forrest Gump? What if Last Man on Earth's pilot episode was just a... Spoiler alert, was just a short film and he does end up... crashing into that rock and killing himself. Spoiler alert for the pilot episode of Last Man on Earth. Just what ifs, maybe. That was my idea. I don't know if it's any good or whatever, but yeah. But I would like to do... Colin's, he likes movies a lot. He's very smart, and I like talking movies with him, even though we freak out on each other about differing opinions on things. He's a great friend, a great man, a new father, and very knowledgeable about movies and a big fan of them. So I'd like to one day podcast with him. So that was kind of my way to sort of force the issue. I told him after the fact. He said, you know, I think I consent to you releasing this. I don't think I said anything bad. I sent him the file. He listened to it. I guess we start talking during the credits, the closing credits. So hopefully I don't get sued for any music being played And apparently it's pretty jarbled and quiet at times, but at a certain point we leave the theater and it's a little bit more understandable. You can probably, it's probably going to make you get douche chills, because there is a thing anytime I hit the record button on my phone, even when I'm trying to secretly have, secretly record, I always just all of a sudden amp up to podcast voice, and it's gross, but it's what happens. So you'll probably notice that, oh, this guy's recording, and his friend doesn't know he's recording, but he should know he's recording because his gross voice is making it obvious. Cool. So here is that file. Hopefully it's somewhat listenable, and yeah, tune in to the future Colin and Lee show. If we can call it that. Okay. Have a good one. Bye. Keep on trucking. Just keep on trucking. Oh, is that a no parking zone? All right. I should shut this off. Okay. Okay. Bye.
There's an after credits. There is. I think there is. Okay.
Only when I like love the movie then I'll like sit through it. I didn't love it. I liked it. It's long. Probably too long. And the ending was kind of whack.
Yeah.
I like the action a lot, actually. I thought the action scenes were really good for the most part. Yeah. I like the like slowed down sequences. Where they like slowed shit down and then sped it up and shit. I don't know, I thought some of it was pretty cool.
I thought like some of it was a little silly.
Yeah. I did like it for sure, and I'd like to see it when I'm not fucking exhausted. I didn't actually leave the theater. I went in the aisle and did push-ups because I was going to fall asleep. I was like, I can't stay awake right now. I can't. I'm tired. I'm fucking tired right now. Yeah. What's that? Oh, no. Whatever. I'm fine. Now I'm wide awake because I did those push-ups.
I thought, like, Gal Gadot was fine.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's like cool to have like a super positive, optimistic character or whatever.
Yeah.
Like she's like
really off this. And that's kinda neat, actually. Kind of like, and that's Superman, what Superman should have been, but he wasn't for some reason.
He was like almost like that, and then they popped it up, I thought.
But he was like dark and brooding. Yeah. Like, he wasn't really that optimistic, and like, she was like
exactly like her, but like
They should both be like pretty. They had to make, it was like they had to make it too dark.
Yeah.
And then with this one, it was like, oh, we've been trying to make everything too dark, so we should not do that.
Even like when the Germans are on the beach where all the Amazons are, and they're like killing the arrows and jumping around and stuff. I'm like, this is kind of cool, but it's also kind of dumb. But I was like fighting, I was trying to decide during whole scenes like that. I'm like, this is good.
Is this good or is this things like
about
shit?
It I really like, but things about it, I'm like, this is very close to falling into being ridiculously stupid.
Just to being dumb. Yeah. And
But, so I liked it, but I definitely wasn't
I think it's overrated. For me, it's overrated. I didn't understand. I don't really get. I think it's just people are looking for something decent from DC so long that it's this is good, and it's it's amazing, unreal, and it's I didn't think so, but I did like it.
Definitely, I think, Gal Gadot is awesome, and characters look really good. They did a really good job with the characters. So that's cool.
Yeah.
And it is cool, as a gender.
Yeah, I think it's good for the world that finally we got a female superhero, a female superhero, period, and especially one that to look up to.
And the way they use Chris Pine's character in there is really interesting.
Sure.
Definitely thinks about it. That's what it's doing. But there's definitely parts where I'm I don't know if this is good. Kind of, the ending is kind of lack.
It's a run-of-the-mill ending.
When it showed that he was Ares, I'm like, well, that's kind of a neat idea, but it's kind of
expected.
It's a little bit silly. Then when he's disappearing to different parts of that room, I thought that was actually really cool.
Yeah.
There's things even within the silliness where, and that's kind of sick, she goes around the corner and he's outside, I just thought that was kind of creepy and well done. Then he just gets this weird armor and it's kind of generic video game fight at the end.
Then she wins because she's mad about him dying. It's kind of falls apart.
She gets all rage. And that's pretty generic.
Because she rages out. And the ending. Yeah, it got generic-y and
I know, I want to listen to the Slash Film Cast because I know Dave didn't
didn't like it. And I can understand.
Especially near the end, I think fell off.
I think that's when he really fell apart for him. So I understand why he didn't like it, actually. And usually, I don't know where I usually sit with his, but I feel it's kind of down the middle. I usually agree with Jeff.
Yeah.
I usually am kind of down the middle with Dave, and then Devendra I'd usually not agree with
he's
at all.
It's kind of where you parked, are you
I'm parked
at least I'm usually with Jeff, but even when he likes something or doesn't like something, I can tell if how my even my
where you're gonna think where you're gonna align
because I understand why he likes stuff, and that's why I
I understand why he didn't like it after seeing it. I can understand did like it, but I haven't listened to the spoiler part yet, but it sounded like he was any of it. I listened to the review. I think I listened to the review. Yeah, I did. I listened to the review and then I stopped at spoilers. And then, so basically the understanding I got is that he didn't do you mind if I say what he...
Oh, no, I
he said he didn't he didn't like it, and he especially didn't like the ending.
Yeah.
It sounds like it kind of really fell off for him towards the end. So I can understand why he felt the way that he did.
Sure, they'll go into it more in spoilers. So I listened... That was basically the whole episode is the one in the room. They did a little bit of preamble stuff.
Yeah.
So I listened to the preamble stuff on the way here.
Yeah.
And then on the way home, I started listening to it.
And then you listen to it on the way.
Have you listened to their Transformers podcast
yet?
Yeah,
I listened to that.
Super funny.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm really happy to hear that that movie isn't doing as well as they usually
do. Listening to that, I was kind of this movie kind of sounds interesting.
Really?
It's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
The way they talk about it is they're just the Knights of the Round Table kind of or some shit.
Yeah.
Merlin is doing... I'm like, what? That sounds insane.
There's that period where they have to find something positive. And then, you actually come out of that part being it sounds it's not that bad. And it's oh, no, they just went out of their way to find something good.
But they were talking about it, and they're there's a good, concept in here. If they, it's kind of stupid, but, if they did it right, it would be fun and it would be good.
Yeah.
But they didn't do it right, so I'm I don't actually want to see it. But I'm having just, a crazy Transformers,
batshit movie that was well done would be fine.
What I want to have happen is one of three things. Either you give, like, James Cameron full control, and that'll... I don't even know what that would be, but I trust him to make a really good movie or a franchise, and that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Or Lord and Miller do it like the 21 Jump Street treatment and make it like even like R-rated and like dirty.
Yeah, they'll film like half the movie and get kicked off of
it. Yeah. But if they did it and did it like super like tongue-in-cheek, like 80s, like ridiculously like 80s-tastic, you go back to like all the designs from the cartoons, but make it like super like self-deprecating and make fun of itself, but like funny and like action, like 21 Jump Street. For me, like I love the 21 and 22 Jump Street, I love. So if they did it like that, and number three would be if they just took like sweet stories from the comic, like DC Animated does.
Yeah.
If they took like sweet stories from the comics and just did animated movies, and were just like, fuck these live action. They could still do that. I would love to see that happen, but like I just don't know if that'll ever happen. But. Yeah, but it'd be sweet if they took like the way DC Animated, they take like some of their best stories they've ever had and make movies out of them. I'd love to see Transformers do that, but the comics are not nearly as popular as like Dark Knight Returns and like, you know, Under the Red Hood and like Year One. Like nobody knows about Transformers comics, but for my money, I think there's actually some pretty sweet stuff in there. But
yeah, well, this movie's not doing as well, so maybe this
so maybe this will be the end of it, and they'll get Lord and Miller to do it because they're free now. Now they are. Do you think they'll do Flash? Because apparently they were gonna do Flash, and they quit or they signed off on Flash because they got Han Solo.
Oh right.
Do you think they'll go back to Flash now that they don't have Han Solo?
I don't know. They might. I hope they just kind of do their own thing.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah. But I trust whatever they get to do, but I would love to see. Yeah, maybe they'll just give Transformers to Lord and Miller.
Could happen. Anyways.
Yeah. Right on. Well, thanks for coming out.
Yeah. No. Oh, sorry. I was. How much was
it? 6:29. But you don't have to get me that right now.
Five.
Oh, now I owe you. I owe you 31 cents. Right. So let me.
That's the late fee for last night.
Well, I should charge a late fee because I showed up to the theater late again. Dude. Again, I thought I was gonna be like, I was like, maybe I'll make time play. I don't know if I will.
Play.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet by a large margin.
I took a picture of it.
Yeah, I was like, maybe I'll make time play, and then I was super hungry. Like, I got home from umping, and I had to do laundry, because we're finishing our basement, and our washer and dryer are going to be out of commission for, like, a couple weeks.
Not by that much, but...
Boom. More than 100 points. I don't know
what
that means in time play.
The last part,
But yeah, I had to do laundry, and I hadn't eaten yet, really. So I, like... made myself a smoothie, and then what brought me down is I decided that I had to have my bubblegum ice cream. So I went downstairs to get the bubblegum ice cream, and I took it to a party, and the guys, he didn't have his freezer hooked up, so I couldn't freeze it. I had to keep it in like a cooler the whole night, so it like kind of thawed, and then I refroze it.
Yeah.
It was so hard. It was so much work scooping that bubblegum ice cream out of the container. It took me like 7 minutes to get myself this little, where's my Tupperware? It took me like 7 minutes to get like this much bubblegum ice cream. I was just scraping and scraping and scraping. And then I got upstairs. Always, every single time. And then I got upstairs and it was like 10, 12.
Yeah.
Like, and I was at one point.
No, it was actually, you're like,
fuck. Like, at one point I was like, I might make it to time play, and I was like, probably not, but at least I'll be like on time for once.
Yeah.
And then I made myself, that's good.
There was like,
but I just feel bad that you like, you know, we're meeting up as friends to watch a movie, and I'm just like showing up right at the bell time.
All you missed was like, there's a beginning where she goes to that room she's in at the end and like gets the picture or whatever, and then it like goes back in time or whatever. And
I like the way it jumped around timelines a little bit.
Explains that it's like hidden in the island or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't think you saw that. So then, like, when that German guy,
all of a sudden
like,
the Germans show
thing.
Up, I'm like, what's going on? Like, and then they never explained. So okay, that makes sense that I missed that part.
Yeah.
Because like all of a sudden shit's jumping in and out of like Earth and their planet, and I'm like,
They're gonna explain this, and then they just never did.
It's like hidden from, like, Zeus helped hide it from Ares or whatever, like,
yeah,
the whole island, and they just are, like, training in case something happens, basically. Like, their whole people are, like, training up to, like, fight when Ares
fight
comes back.
Ares, this Ares dude.
I should have done that.
Cool, yeah, yeah, you should. You got a kid. I just gotta work tomorrow. I'm hoping I get rained out tomorrow, and then I can sleep more. Well, see you later. Thank you.